Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Psachim Lamed Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, towards the bottom. 5 lines from the bottom says the Mishnah, Ha'eichel Trumas Chametz bePesach. If one should eat Truma, which happens to be Chametz and happens to be on Pesach, B'Shogeg, if he was unaware of the fact that it's Truma, Mishalem Keren Chemesh, he has to repay the Keren, the actual principal, plus add another fifth. So it's actually a quarter, 25%, but it's going to be a fifth of the total repayment amount. So that happens if it was B'Shogeg. However, if it was B'Mezid, if he knew full and well that what he was eating was Truma, in that case, Potter Mitashlumen, he's exempt from repayment, umid may etzim. He doesn't even have to pay back the value of this truma as though it would be firewood. Rashi explains we're speaking about truma, which is tameh, which is suitable to be used as firewood. He doesn't even have to treat it as firewood. He doesn't have to pay the value of the firewood. He's patur completely because it was b'mezid. Now, what's the difference whether he ate it b'shoyeg or b'mezid? Explains Rashi. So Rashi is 7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of that line, beginning with Mas Nisan. So if he ate it b'shogeg, explains Rashi, shogeg b'truma. He was unaware of the fact that this is truma. Vafilu hezid b'chametz. Even if he was aware, he knew that it was chametz on Pesach. Even so, mishalim keren v'chemesh. He will repay the value of the keren and the fifth. Va'af agav d'lo havi shav yamid. Even though it was worthless, the chametz b'Pesach osu b'hano had no value. The Kohen can't do anything with this chametz on Pesach. So why does he have to repay? Miyu, says Rashi, still, shoygeg, the truma. When it comes to a shoygeg by truma, that's unique. It's a different type of repayment. You're not paying necessarily for the value. You're paying on account of the fact that you ate truma. You ate unauthorized truma. Dechsebe, says Rashi, because when it speaks about repayment for the shoygeg of truma, the pasuk says, v'chamishiso v'yosef olav, you add a fifth. V'nosam l'koyin es ha-koydish. You have to repay to the koyin es ha-koydish. What do we learn from there? Dover haroi le'es koydish. You can't pay him money. You have to repay produce, fruit, grain, something which can be transformed into truma. She'en l'yochel l'shal mi'hamoyes. You can't pay him the money, the value, monetary value of the truma that he ate. Eloha peris, he has to actually pay him back peris. Vatashlum and nasim truma. Guess what? The repaid peris actually turn into truma. They assume the status of the kedusha as truma. Kedusha come on, as we're going to see in the upcoming Gemara. So being that that's the case, apparently, says Rashi, it's not a value-based obligation. Lav lefi domim mishalom. He's not going to pay based on the value of what he ate. He doesn't have to compensate for the value that was lost. Rather, he's going to pay based on volume. He ate an apple, you repay an apple. Now, if that's the case, hilkach, lav basadam mazlinan. Therefore, we don't follow the value. Even chametz on Pesach, which is valueless, he's still chayv to repay. You ate truma, you have to repay what you ate. Even if it has no value. It's the achilo that obligates you. It's not the value. So that's why the Mishnah says, if it was b'shogeg, you have to be mishalom keren v'chemesh. However, b'mezid, shehezid b'truma. He knew that he was eating truma. Afilo shogeg b'chametz. Even though he was unaware that it's chametz, potem natashlumen, he doesn't have to pay back. Umid mei etzim, he doesn't even have to treat it as firewood. Im truma tmei, if it was truma tmei, ein mishalom mei etzim, he doesn't have to pay as though it would be firewood, although it was suitable to be used as a firewood under the tafshul, why is he potter? Why is he completely potter? Mishum the truma mezid ein b'chaymish, because as opposed to the shoygeig by truma, if a person eats truma b'mezid, there's no chaymish. You're not repaying as a kapara, meaning the kain could be meichlet. It's just a financial obligation. Veinas and truma, and the repayment doesn't turn into truma. The gabi chaymish bishgogaksiv, because when this pasuk speaks about the chiv of chaymish to be added to the keren, it This Torah specifically related to a shoygig. Abo b'mezid ein elu kishar gazlo ba'alma. But if a person eats chumah b'mezid, he's like an ordinary thief. Like a gazlo. Mashal mois, he has to pay money. He has to pay the value. Or if he dumb him based on how much it was worth. V'lo if he amida not, volume based. The chametz of Pesach, lav ba'dumb him. The asa ba'hano. Chametz of Pesach is valueless. It's asa ba'hano. V'af lehesek lav b'chazile. It wasn't even suitable for firewood. The kohen couldn't even use it in that context. If so, it turns out that he wasn't mafsid of anything. He didn't take a loss on it. It was worthless. Therefore, says the Mishnah, in this case, we ate the truma b'mezid. He knew that it was truma and he ate it. B'mezid, in that case, it's a monetary obligation. He's paying lefi domim, value-based repayment method, which doesn't apply by truma, which is chametz on Pesach, because it has no value. As opposed to the shoygeg, where it's a volume-based repayment obligation. Therefore, even Truma's chametz on Pesach, where it's valueless, still necessitates repayment. He has to pay back the keren v'chomish. Continues the Gemara, Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah in Truma is, ha'yichal Truma b'shoygeg. If a person should eat Truma b'shoygeg, mishalim keren v'chomish. Echad ha'yichal, whether he ate it, v'echad ha'shoyse, what he's drinking, v'echad ha'sach, what he takes the truma and smears the oil on his skin, echad truma tmeya, v'echad truma tahira, whether it's tamei or tahir, mishalim chomesh, he has to add that fifth, v'chumsha d'chumsha, and a fifth, on top of the fifth. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi from the top of the Amud, v'echad ha'sach, says Rashi, why specifically eating, drinking, and smearing? Damrinim per basa d'yuma. The Gemara explains, sicha k'shtia, smearing is tantamount to drinking. And drinking is a form of eating. Now, over here by Truma, the Pasuk specifically says, if a person eats the Truma b'shogeg, then these halachas apply. The Truma, the Chomesh, he has to repay the payrois, and etc. So it only applies to a person who consumed, who ate it. However, if you would have just stole the truma, tossed it into the river, I feel b'shogeg liyadashi truma. Even if it was b'shogeg, he wasn't unaware that his truma ain't a mishalom chomesh al karen. Then he's exempt from chomesh. This context of chomesh and this whole concept, all these guidelines don't apply to a gazlan al karen. He paid back the actual value kishar mazik chulin d'ama, like an ordinary mazik of chulin d'amar mar, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara. Kiyoichal prat lamazik. The pasuk says kiyoichal kodesh v'shkaga indicates dafka achila. But if he's just going to be mazik, if he ruins the truma of a kohen, then he doesn't have to follow these guidelines. All he has to pay is like an ordinary gazlan, like ordinary thief, ordinary mazik. He pays the value and no more. Therefore, the Mishnah says this concept of chaimish only applies to one who ate, drank, or smeared, which is similar to drinking. What does he pay? The chaimish, the chaimish, the chaimish. He pays a fifth of the fifth. Says Rashi, Shatashlum and Nasan Truma. What it means is like this. If he actually ate the fifth, so you repay the principal and the fifth, and now everything turns into Truma, as Rashi explained to us earlier, everything has the status of Truma now. Should he go and eat that fifth, Mishogeg, he has to repay the fifth, and also add a fifth to that. Shatashlum and Nasan Truma, because what he repays becomes Truma. And assumes the status of ordinary truma. If he turn around and again eat b'shogeg that very chaimish that he repaid, he has to go ahead and add another fifth onto that fifth. Continues the Gemara. Three lines from the top. Iboilu. So they pose the following question. Geshu mishalim. A person eats truma b'shogeg and he goes and repays. Lefi midah mishalim. Is he going to pay based on volume? Or is it a value-based repayment plan? Let's see Rashi. Right off to the right. Iboilu explains Rashi, what is the background, what is the basis of the shaila? Kivan de gavet truma b'shoigik. Since we find that by truma b'shoigik, kapad rachmana atashlumi peiris. Torah is very specific. In particular, it requires him to pay the peiris. You don't pay money, you pay produce. V'loi mois. So, knowing that fact, now let's speculate. Lefi midah mishalom is going to pay according to volume. He ate an apple, repay an apple. Or lefi damah mishalom, or is going to pay based on value. we take a look at the value of what he ate, and he has to repay the same value. Of course, he pays back apples, but it's based on the value of what he ate. Explains Rashi. B'gazlon d'chulin. If a person really is a gazlon when it comes to ordinary fruit, shoygeg mezid, v'chein gazlon d'trumas mezid. Likewise, if he stole truma b'mezid. There's no question there. Since we don't find Torah's particular about how to repay, you can pay whatever you want. The Amar Yoshev, the person says, you can return anything that has value. You don't have to repay anything in specific. But even the germ, the chaff, the skin of the bran of grain, you can pay anything that has value. So if that's the case, vaday lefidame mishalom. Certainly, the chiv is to pay based on value. Avol betruma shogeg. So that applies to all those cases. A gazlan of truma. But when one eats truma shogeg, now we have the question. Iboila hoylevik pida toyel shalom peres. Now that we know the Torah is particular about how he's going to repay, you have to pay back apples. That's the case. So let's analyze. Is it a volume repayment plan? Is it meant to be based on the midah? You ate an apple, repay an apple, or is it value based? Take a look at the value of what you ate. You have to repay apples, but it's value based. So this is based on the fact, as Rashi explains, because you're paying specifically the peris. So perhaps what we look at is the produce itself on the volume of what he ate. That's what he's going to repay. We don't look at, we ignore the value. Explains the Gemara, what are the ramifications? Let's proceed in the Gemara. So let's say initially, when he ate the truma, it was worth 4 zuz. And now, when he's at the point of repayment, it went down in value. The same bunch of apples are worth merely a zuz. There's no question that he certainly has to repay based on value. He has to add apples on apples until he gets to the point that they're worth 4 zuz. The vadaik de mikar mishalom. Certainly, he has to repay based on the value, the initial value at the point of consumption. Why? He's no worse than an ordinary gazlan, in which case he's obligated to repay based on the value at the time of the gzela. That's not kol gazlan. All the gazlanim is shalman kishas gzela. If for some reason the value of the item that they stole dropped, so then they repay. They have to go to repay based on what they stole, the value at the time of the gneva. In this case as well, he had these apples, the truma b'shoigeg. But now those same apples, that volume is worth much less. Then we can't say that he'll suffice with volume. He has to add enough apples to get to the point that he reaches the value of what he took. Because he's no worse than the ordinary gazlan. So in that case, there's no question that he has to repay an adequate amount. When then will this question apply? The question of whether it's a value-based method or it's a volume-based method. It's going to apply in the following case. Initially, what he ate was worth 1 zuz. But later on, it went up in value. And the same amount that he ate is now worth 4 zuz. Now we have a question. What is Allah? Is he going to pay based on volume? Tamrinle, we tell him, Greva achal, you ate this amount, Greva mishalom, you repay this amount. Even though now, look, it's worth 4 times as much. You have to repay the same amount that you ate. Because it's true of a shaygig. It's volume-based. This is different than a gazlan who doesn't have to repay more than the value of what he took. In this case, it's different. It's volume-based. You have to repay the same amount that he took. You ate a pound of apples, return a pound, this weight, this volume of apples. Or perhaps, it's a value-based system, and you only have to repay the value of what you ate. Bezuza achal, you ate apples which are worth a zuz. Bezuza mishalom, you pay back apples which are worth a zuz. You don't have to add. You don't have to go out and add. Meaning, if what you ate was worth a zuz at the time of eating, and now it's worth four, you don't have to pay back the same amount. You can give back much less. Pay back the value of what you took. So which way is it? Is it volume-based or value-based? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, listen to this right. Ochel Gregers, Bryce says, if a person ate dried figs, was truma b'shoigig, v'shilim loy tmarim, and he repaid tmarim dates, which are more valuable, more popular. So he repaid dates in lieu of the figs. Tov al habrach, you should get a brach. That's the price. Now let's analyze. So it works well if you say that the chiyuv is volume based. That's why Tov al habrach, he gets a bracha. Why? The achal greva, the gregers. This fellow only ate a greva, this volume of dried figs, which are low in value. Def shavi azuzah, which are only worth azuzah. V'kayo have a greva the tamar. And what is he paying back? The same volume, but tamarim dates, which are higher in value. The shavi arba, which are worth a four. So of course he gets a bracha. That's if the fimida mishal, if it's volume based. So since he's paying the same volume of higher quality, worth more, he gets a bracha. Eli amres lefidam mishal. However, if you'll say that the chiv is only lefi domim, value based, am I tovel of bracha? So why is this fellow deserving of a bracha? Bezuza achel, bezuza kamashal. He ate figs which were worth a zuz, and guess what? He's repaying something which is worth a zuz as well. It happens to be that he's paying that back different material, dates, but it's still a zuz for a zuz. So why is he getting a bracha? Am rabbi, lo'ilam lefi domim mishal. Certainly, the chiv is lefi domim. He took a zuz, he's repaying a zuz. V'amai tovel of bracha. If so, why is he deserving of a bracha? The ochal midi, the lekafet alezvini. He ate something which is not so popular. It's not such, doesn't have such high demand. It's not so easily sold. He ate figs. V'kameshalam midi, the lekafet alezvini. And he repaid something which is more in demand. Something which can attract customers easily. Repay dates. So even though he's repaying the same value, but it's something which can easily be sold, therefore, tovar lav bracha. Okay, so we wanted to have a riot from this brisa that lefi midah mishalom, and Abaye negated it. No, lefi damim. The reason why he gets a bracha is because he went lefni mishur sadin, and he gave something which is more valuable, which is more attractive, can be sold easier, therefore he's getting a bracha. Tanan, let's take a look at our Mishnah in light of this discussion. Ha'ichad trumas chametz of Pesach. The person ate trumas chametz on Pesach. B'shoigig, mishalom karen v'chomesh. If it was b'shoigig, he didn't know that it was truma. Then he has to pay up karen and chomesh. Let's analyze. E amres b'shloim alefimida mishalom. Works well. If the obligation is volume-based, sharper, then it makes sense. Because although the trumas chametz on Pesach is valueless, who cares about value? It's irrelevant. It's the volume that obligates him. Therefore, the Mishnah is Mechayev Keren V'Chayvish. Eli Yamas Levidam Mishalom. However, if you maintain that it's value that he has to repay, Chametz V'Pesach Bar Domim Hu? Chametz V'Pesach has any value? Why does he have to pay? Says Mo'in, yes. Hamani. Rabbi Yisi Aglili. We're following Rabbi Yisi Aglili. The Omar Chametz V'Pesach Mutibano. Even Chametz on Pesach itself is Mutibano. It has value. That's why he's repaying. If that's the case, let's proceed to the next part of the Mishnah. Bemezid, if he ate it bemezid, he knew that it was truma. Potter, menatashlumen, meitim. He's completely potter. Now, let's stop for a second. If we were following the Rabbanan, who hold that chametz on Pesach is valueless, it's asubano, now we can understand the Mishnah. So, if he ate it b'shoigig, the chiv is lefi mida. It's volume based. We ignore the fact that it's valueless. Value doesn't play a role. It's not part of the equation. Therefore, he has to repay. But if it was with mezid, in which case it's a value based system, because mezid is just like a goslin. Value chametz on Pesach is valueless. That's why he's put. That would make sense. But e Rabbi Yisiag Lili, if it's Rabbi Yisiag Lili who holds that chametz on Pesach is mutabano, it has value. I might put him in atashlumen. So why does the Mishnah say that if he ate a bemezid, he's completely a potter? What do you mean? It has value. Sabarlo k'rim nechunim min akana. He holds like k'rim nechunim akana, who exempts him from tashlumin because he holds that whenever there's a chiv misa, even bidei shemayim, such as in this case where he ate the truma bemezid, so he's deserving of misa bidei shemayim, the fact that he's chayv misa, that exempts him from any tashlumin. We learned this in the Gemara earlier that when a person is chayv misa is bezdin. So let's say he is mazik, he harms his friend's property, and does a malacha on Shabbos. At the same time, he's potter because he's going to get Mrs. Bezdin, kim lebedurabah minei, and he's potter from the payment. Rabbi Nachman HaKone adds a chiddush that even if the misa is coming min hashamayim, like Kuris or like Mrs. Bezin, that also will exempt him from Tashlumin. That explains our Mishnah. In the Reisha, he was Shoigik, he didn't know that it was Truma, he didn't know that was Chametz on Pesach. In that case, there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. He has to repay. What is he going to repay? Perhaps the value, because we're speaking of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that it has value. Whereas in the Sefer, where he knew that it was, at least that he knew that it was Truma, perhaps he didn't know that it was Chametz on Pesach, but Truma he knew. So then, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim, and that is the reason why he's potter, because when he's chayv misa, he's potter b'tashlumim. That explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah is following Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Chametz on Pesach is mutar bar no. The reason why he's potter from tashlumim in the sefer, because he's amazing and chayv misa. Continues the market tanoi. One wants to propose that this question, in a case where a person eats truma b'shoigik, is it volume-based repayment, or is it a value-based method? Is contingent on the machlekes tanoi. The Braisa says that oichal truma chametz on Pesach. Our case, he ate truma which is chametz on Pesach. Potter min hatashlumin umid me'etzim, is completely potter, even if he ate a b'shogeg. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Why? Apparently he holds that it has no value. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri mechayev. He says it's chayev. Apparently he holds that we don't look at value, we look at volume, and therefore it's chayev. It's chayv, at least in the case where it was b'shoigig. Because b'shoigig is volume-based. Omar loy Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Rabbi Akiva challenged Rabbi Yechman Nuri. V'chi ma hano yesh leibo. Why you be mechayv him, tashlumen? What benefit does the kohen have from this trumas chametz on Pesach? It's asur b'ano. Well, what do you take from it? Omar loy Rabbi Yechman ben Nuri. Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yechman responded to Rabbi Kiva. Uma hano yesh loy lo eichel truma tmeya b'shai kalim ois hashana shemeshalim. You know, the truma tmeya throughout the year, what value does it have? What benefit does it have to the kohen? So if a person eats truma tmeya throughout the whole year, why is he repaying the kohen? So what he meant to say is like this. You're right, even though it has no value. But when a person eats truma b'shoigig, it's not a value-based chiv, it's a volume-based chiv. He ate apples, he has to repay apples, whether it has value or not. Therefore, on truma, on Pesach, even if it's chametz, he has to repay. So this seems to be the machlekes. Rabbi Akiva, who's working with value, therefore he's potter. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri is working with volume, therefore he's chayv. Continues the braisa. So Rabbi Yechon asked him, well, truma tmeya throughout the year, why would he have to pay then? It has no value. Ha malai, so Rabbi Akiva responded. How could you compare? Loi, im amris betruma tmeya b'shai mas hashana, if there's a chiv, when a person eats truma tmeya throughout the year, sha'ava pish ein lo b'heter achil, even though the kohen can't eat it, yesh lo b'heter asaka, can use it as fuel. It has value. That explains why he has to pay. Toimar b'zit. How could you compare it to the case of chametz on Pesach? She'ein lebo lo yhatar achila lo yhatar asaka. The kohen doesn't have any benefit. He can't eat it or use it as fuel. Hola mazet doima. What can it be compared to? The trumas tusim v'anovim, to the truma of berries, of grapes, shenitma, that became tame. She'ein lebo lo yhatar achila lo yhatar asaka. The kohen has no benefit. He can't use it for achila or asaka. It's something fresh fruit, something wet, can't be used for fuel. So something valueless. Likewise, Trumas Chametz on Pesach is valueless. So indeed, it seems that their debate revolves around our discussion. Lefi Mida or Lefi Damim. Right? Rabbi Akiva holds his potter on a Trumas Chametz on Pesach because it has no value. And even when a person eats Trum B'Shegik, he's chayv to pay based on value, Lefi Damim. Because Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds, true, it has no value. But when a person eats Trum B'Shegik, the chiv tashlumen is lefi mida. It's volume based. Therefore, he has to repay. Continues the Brisa with one more thing. When do we say that there is such a concept of trumas chametz on Pesach? When can it even be possible? B'mafesh truma b'chmitza. A person separated his truma and then became chametz. So we can have a phenomenon of trumas chametz on Pesach. Aval mafesh trumas chametz. But if a person should initially separate Truma, which is already Chametz, on Pesach, Levi HaKodesh and Kedosha, all agree it doesn't work. It doesn't become Truma, as will be discussed in the upcoming Gemara. Okay. So in any case, we have a conclusion that our question, the Boilu, which we asked earlier, a person eats Truma B'Shogeg, we see that the Torah is particular about repaying payrois. Is it a volume-based repayment plan, or is it a value-based method? It seems to be Machlokes Tanoim, to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechon Menuri. We have yet another brisa. The nosan is a kohen is a kodesh. Person eats a truma shogig, so he repays the kohen as a kodesh. Dover haroy lias kodesh. So he has to pay to the kohen something which can now assume status of truma. And this indicates that he ate something. What he ate, the truma that he ate, is something that if you would repay that type of thing, it can turn into truma. It can assume the status of kedusha of truma. What do we learn from here? Prat, as opposed to lo ichel trumas chametz pesach. Person eats trumas chametz on Pesach. In that case, he's potter. She potter men tashlumim umed me'etzim divrei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Why? Because, as we just said, just a minute ago, if a person should take chametz and decide to turn it into truma on Pesach, it won't work. You can't apply the status of truma to chametz. You can't make chametz into truma on Pesach. So therefore, if a person eats truma's chametz on Pesach, it already happened to be truma because it was truma before Pesach. If he goes and eats that on Pesach, he's potter, because if he should decide to repay that very same type of thing, it won't work. It won't turn into truma. So the pasuk is exempting this fellow from repayment. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar chisma mechayiv. He says no. He has to repay. Omar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'Rabbi chisma. He challenged Rabbi Elazar chisma. He says, okay, let's say you don't agree with my drasha. I came up with this drasha that since the repayment, the material that's going to be paid back has to turn into truma. So if he eats Truma's Chametz, since if he repays that very same type of thing, it can't turn into Truma, so he's potter. Okay, let's say you don't agree with that source to be poiter the Eichel Chametz. But let's just speak just on practical terms. What did he take from the coin? What benefit does the coin have from Truma's Chametz on Pesach, which is also no? So what did he take from him? Hamadler Lezah Chizma. Lezah Yaakov. So Lezah Chizma responded, Vichima Hano, yesh le l'achot truma tmeya. B'shal yimayis hashan Hashem Hashalom. What's with an ordinary person who ate truma tmeya throughout the entire year? Why does he have to pay? What does the kohen have from it? What was he mafsid the kohen? Amar lois, he said very simple. Loi, im amris b'truma tmeya. B'shal yimayis hashan. Yeah, throughout the year, truma tmeya? Yeah, it has value. Shafa b'ish ein le b'hetar achil. Even though the kohen can't eat it, yesh le b'hetar sakar. He can use it as fuel. So he took something from the coin. Tomer Bezu, as opposed to this case, on Pesach itself, Sheilei bo lo yater achil, lo yater asoke, can't use it for eating or for fuel. So it has no value. And even when a person eats truma b'shogeg, it's a value-based system. It has no value. So he's pot. Amalai. So Beleza Chisma responded, Af Bezu yesh lei bo heter asoke. Even in this case, they can use it for fuel. Shemrotza, a kohen, the kohen chooses, he can be maritz elfnei kalbo. He can place it in front of his dog, feed it to his dog, or masika tachas afshilo, use it as fuel under his pot. So according to Rav Leza Chisma, it's mutar b'hano. Apparently, he holds like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The chametz on Pesach is mutar b'hano, so it has value. So this entire brisa is following a value concept. It's a value-based repayment chiv. So that's where Rav Leza Ben Yaakov says, well, it has no value. Rav Leza Chisma responded, it has value. He concurs with Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who holds that chametz on Pesach is mutar b'hano, so it has value. Reza Ben Yaakov disagrees. He was like the Rabbanon. The Chametz on Pesach is also Bano, has no value. So he's potter. So it turns out that Reza Ben Yaakov holds that it's also Bano, unlike Reza Aglili. And in the earlier Brisa as well, the Machlekes between Akiva, Reich, and Nuri, in the case of a person eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach, Akiva says he's potter. Rabbi Yechim Nuri says it's chayiv. And it seemed that all agree that the chametz on Pesach is asur b'hano. The fact is, nobody discussed that it's mutar b'hano. They had a whole discussion back and forth. And nobody said, well, it's mutar b'hano. In contrast with our most recent conversation, where Rabbi Leza Chisma responded clearly, it's mutar b'hano. I hold like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. In the earlier discussion, we have no mention of that. Apparently, all agree that it's asur. The machlekes revolved around the question of whether the chiv of repayment by trumas shogig is a value-based repayment plan, in which case it's potter, has no value, or it's a volume-based system, in which case it's chayv. But all seem to agree that it has no value. So both Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chaim Nuri, and now Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov will hold that chametz on Pesach is also b'hano, unlike Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. In fact, Amar Abaye. Abaye made a list for us. It's Abaye's practice throughout Shas. Many times he makes lists of different shittos that seem to hold like each other. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov, V'Rabbi Akiva, V'Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Kulu Svirlu, Chametz B'Pesach Osu B'Ano. They all agree that Chametz B'Pesach is Osu B'Ano, unlike Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. Uba Pligi. The Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, in that previous brisa, Rabbi Akiva says that if a person eats the truma, chametz on Pesach b'shagi, he is potter. And Rabbi Yechon says, "Ischayv, what's the pshat in that machlekes? Uba'aplik." Rabbi Kiva sover lifi dama mishalom. It's a value-based chiv. It's valueless. Chametz on Pesach is worthless. It's potter. Rabbi Yechon menuri sover lifi midah mishalom. It's a volume-based system, and therefore he has to pay. Pshita says, "Well, of course, that must be the pshat." What's a baye coming to add by compiling this list? Maldotema, perhaps it will be room to say that Rabbi Yechim Manuri Nami, Rabbi Kiva Svirle, perhaps Rabbi Yechim Manuri, who says that he has to pay back for the Trumas Chomes that he ate, perhaps he holds Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Lufi Dabbe Mishalim, that he only has to pay back based on value. So why does he have to pay for the Chomes? Vasamanu Taima, the Kumachai. Why does Rabbi Kiva obligate? Mishum the Savala, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi, because he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. The Omar, Chametz B'Pesach Mutar B'Ano. He holds that you could have enough from Chametz on Pesach, so it has value. Perhaps that's the basis of Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri's Shita. Because he holds that it has value. Kamash Malon, that's why Abaye is coming to tell us, no. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri hold Chametz on Pesach is also B'Ano. It's only that Rabbi Kiva holds that the Chiv is Lefi Domim, based on value, and since it has no value, it's potter, whereas Rabbi Yechanan is working with value, and therefore, even though it has no value, it's chayiv. Says the Gemara Kamash Malon, that's where Abaye is coming to inform us the correct pshat. Ve'imachanami, well, perhaps that's not the pshat. Perhaps you're correct in your suggestion that no, all hold that it's a value-based system. The reason why Rabbi Yechanan obligates is because he holds it has value. Because like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. How does a buyer know that that's not the correct approach? Im Kain, because if that was really so that Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri holds Chametz on Pesach is mutar b'hano, why didn't he indicate as such in his response to Rabbi Akiva? Nehadeli, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri should have responded to Rabbi Akiva in the same manner as Ki Heichid Mahadeli, Rabbi Leza Chisma, Rabbi Leza Ben Yaakov. the same way that Rav Elazar Chisma responded to Rav Yaakov. When he was challenged, he said, why are you being mechayven to pay for the Trumas Chametz on Pesach? Why did Rav Elazar Chisma respond? He said, because it has value. Why didn't Rabbi Yechav and Nuri respond in the same manner when he was challenged by Rabbi Akiva? Apparently he agrees to Rabbi Akiva that it has no value. Rather, he holds that despite the fact that it's valueless, he's still chayv because the chiv is volume-based, lefi mida, and not value-based. So indeed, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yechav and Nuri really hold that Chametz on Pesach is asur bana, and this supports a biased contention that all these three shittos, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yechav and Nuri, indeed agree that Chametz on Pesach is asur bana. So in conclusion, we learned that in contrast to a person who eats Truma b'mezit, where the chiv tashlumin is merely value-based. However, when he eats Truma b'shoyig, that's a different type of tashlumin. He has to pay the produce, which turns into Truma, it's a kapor, he has to add a chomish. So that presents a question. Is it value-based? So what he ate, he has to repay. He ate an apple, repay an apple, it's volume-based. Or, here as well, do we work with value? So the Gemara attempted to bring some rice. We began with a rice from a brisa, which discussed paying for figs, for dates, which Abaye negated as not being a rice. Then we proceeded to our Mishnah, which discussed one who eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach. And then from there we proceeded to another brisa, and then, yeah, to another brisa. So now Mishnah, we learned that if a person eats Trumas Chametz on Pesach, b'shogi is chayiv, b'mezid is pot. The Gemara says, well, perhaps our Mishnah is following Reis Aglili, Chametz on Pesach is motzei bano, and indeed our Mishnah holds that even b'shoigig it's value based. It has value, it's motzei bano. That's why b'shoigig is chayev. The reason why b'mezid is potter is because he's getting misa, because he ate the truma b'mezid, and when a person has misa, he's potter from tashlum. We proceeded with the bright, so we're indeed it seemed pretty obvious that the machlekes there revolves around this very question. Rabbi Yechav and Nuri says he has to pay for the Trumas Chametz that he ate b'shogeg. And Rabbi Akiva says he's potter. The Gemara says, well, it appears all agree. Chametz on Pesach has no value. It's asur b'hana. According to Rabbi Yechav and Nuri, he has to pay because the chiv is l'fi mida, volume-based. Therefore, he has to repay what he ate. Rabbi Akiva says he's potter. L'fi dama mishalom. It's value-based. Therefore, it's valueless on Pesach. And therefore, he's potter. We have another brisa where it seems all hold that the chiv is lefi domim, and therefore Rabbi Elazar Chisma says it's chayiv because although it's lefi domim, it has domim. Chametz on Pesach is motabano. Elazar and Yaakov says it's potter because it has no value. Chametz on Pesach is asur b'hano. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbana. Now we're going to speak about a person who ate chametz, a person ate truma throughout the year, not necessarily truma, chametz on Pesach. So we know that if he ate a b'shogeg, he pays a keren, a chomesh, he has to pay back peiros, which turn into truma. Now what is the share of that achil? How much does he need to eat in order for him to have to conform to all these repayment specifications? Tanur Rabbanan, ichol kazayis truma, if he ate a kazayis of truma, mishalom keren v'chomesh. Abba Shaul Eimer, ashihei bo yishavar prut, it needs to be a shavar prut. So according to Tanakama, it's achila based, a mas achila, which is a kazayis. Not only that necessitates the Karen V'chemish. But as according to Abba Shaul, it's value. It has to have at least a Shavar Prut. My time with Tanakama, what is Tanakama's reason? Amakro, B'ish, K'yich, Al Kodesh V'shkoga. The person eats Kodesh V'shkoga. He has to go ahead and pay the Karen V'chemish. V'achila B'kazayis. Achila indicates a Masa. Achila, which is a Kazayis. Abba Shaul, my time, what is Abba Shaul's reason? Amakro, V'nosa. That very same Pasuk says, V'nosa, M'kodesh V'kodesh. V'nasan is something of value. V'ein nasina pachas m'shavar prut. Apparently, this concept only applies to truma which has a value of m'shavar prut. V'idach nam yaksiv yoichal. What does Abishol do with yoichal, which indicates achila? Ahu prat l'mazak udas. It's coming to exempt the mazak. If he merely damages the truma rather than eats it, then there's no chiv of keren v'chomish. It's just a regular mazak. He has to repay the value. V'tanakam yaksiv v'nasan. What did Tanakama do with the word v'nasan? Hahu meboile, that's needed l'dava haroyles kodesh to tell you v'nasan the kodesh ha-kodesh. He must repay produce which will turn into truma. Tanu Rabban, ha'ichal truma pachas mekezayis mishalom esakeren. V'enu chaymish shalmas chaymish. If he eats less than a kazayis, he has to repay the principal value, but not the chaymish. Let's keep in mind that two things are happening simultaneously. When a person eats this true b'shogi, number one, he's taking something that doesn't belong to him. It's like a regular ganav. Of course, he has to repay the value. There's no question. Even if it's less than a kazayis, he has to repay what he took. The additional concept of the chaymish and all those other guidelines, that is unique to a person who did a proper achila on the truma. He was a non-kohen who diverted the truma to himself. That is unique to kazayis. So if he ate less than a kazayis, where he doesn't have to pay the chaymish, he still has to pay the karen like an ordinary gazlan. So if he ate less than a kazayis, as the brayis of mishal masach karen, he pays the principal. Hey, Chitami, what are we speaking about? Either less be shavar pruta. It's not a shavar pruta in value. Karen ami lo lishal. Even the karen he should be potter from because it has no value. If it is be shavar pruta, if it has a shavar pruta, chaymish nami lishal. Why is he exempt from the chaymish? Lo ilam is be shavar pruta. Of course, it has a shavar pruta. Avil hoch, even so, kiven the less be kazayis because it has no kazayis, mishal masa karen, ve'en mishal masa chaymish. Since he didn't do a proper masa achila, Karen, he has to pay because he took something of value. But a chaymish is specific to a ma'as achila, which in this case is absent. Amru rabbona kamid rapapa. So the chachamim presented in front of rapapa as follows. Apparently, this Mishnah here, hodolei kabashol, it's not following rabashol shit. Why? The kabashol, because according to him, ha'omar, didn't he just say, kivan sheyesh bo shavar pruta? Once this truma has value of a shavar pruta, afakav the leis be kizayis, he has to pay the chaymish even if it has no kizayis, because according to Abishol, it's value based. Omar lu rapapas, rapapas responded, no, I feel tame Abishol. This mishnah can be followed even Abishol. You know why? Abishol tartiboy. Abishol requires two specifications to be met. Number one, it has to be shavar pruta. Number two, it has to be a kizayis. So according to this approach, Tanakhama says kazayis is the key. Abashol says two conditions need to be met. It has to be a kazayis and a shavar pruta to necessitate the chaymish. Umiboy Abashol tati, is that so that Abashol requires two conditions to be met? Kazayis and shavar pruta? But none. We have a mishnah which indicates otherwise. Abashol leimer. En sheyesh boi shavar pruta chay b'tashlumen. If it has a shavar pruta, then he has to repay the karen the chaymish. Esh ein b'shavar pruta, but if it doesn't have a shavar pruta, ein echay b'tashlumen. He doesn't have to repay the karen the chaymish. He's part of the chaymish. Because shavar pruta, value, is the key. Amr lo yitzchacham responded, no, lo yamr shavar pruta, elo le'inyam me'ila bavad. This concept of value applies elsewhere. To me'ila, a person diverts the assets of the hegdish for personal use. That's value-based. It's monetarily based. It's shavis. That works according to value shavar pruta. Avala truma, when it comes to the chiyav, for truma, that's masa achila based. Hein achayiv at she'eba kazayis. A shavar pruta is not enough. It needs to be a kazayis. V'ish ki yoichal. Now, let's analyze their response. V'im isa, if it's true, indeed, that according to Abishol, you need to have the kazayis and the shavar pruta. And when Abishol said, well, you're only chayiv if it has a shavar pruta, meaning kazayis is not enough. In addition to kazayis, it needs to be a shavar pruta. That's what he's coming to tell the chachamim. When he said, esheyesh boi shavar pruta chayiv tashlumen, he meant to say like this, that you're speaking about a kazayis, that's not enough, according to me. In addition to the achila, you need to have the value. So if that's the case, so when the chacham responded to him, how should they have responded? They should have said, well, this kazayis is enough. You don't need that additional condition, additional fact of shavar pruta. If that's the case, that we're already speaking about a kazayis, and Abishol is merely coming to you machmer, kazayis is not enough, you need to also have shavar pruta. So the Chum responded, he should have said like this, Kiva sheyesh b'kazayis min boilet. They should have said, well, as long as it has a kazayis, that's enough. You don't need that additional factor of shavar pruta. Again, if you're correct in your approach that all agree kazayis is mandatory, Abishol is merely coming to you machmer, in addition to the ma'as achila of kazayis, you also need to have a shavar pruta. So we're speaking about something which is a kazayis. And Abba Shaul comes and says, well, that's not enough. You need to have a shara pruta. So the Chacham's response should have been, no. Kivan sheish b'kazayis. As long as it has a kazayis, it's enough. Which in this case it has. You don't need that additional factor of shara pruta. But instead of saying that, they said, Eina chayiv ad sheish b'kazayis. He's not chayiv until there's a kazayis, which indicated that Abba Shaul was speaking about something which didn't have a kazayis. He holds Shavapruta is the key. All you need is Shavapruta, you don't need a kazayis. And they responded, no, Shavapruta doesn't do much. You need to have a kazayis. So it's pretty clear that the shitas here are two extremes. Tanakama requires achila, and not Shavapruta. Abba Shaul requires Shavapruta, and not achila. So it's pretty clear that according to Abba Shaul, all you need is Shavapruta, and not a kazayis. So apparently the earlier Mishnah, which required a kazayis, is not in line with Abba Shaul. Says Gemara to Yufta, indeed, this is a refutation to that approach, and Abba Shaul only requires a shavar pruta, not a kazayis. The truth is that Rav Papa himself was chayzer, and he agreed that according to Abba Shaul, all you need is a shavar pruta. The son, v'chota b'shgoga. Pasuk is speaking about me'ila. He took the asset of Hegdish and diverted it for personal use. So he did the chet b'shgoga, so he brings a carbon, pratel mezid. As opposed to a person who did me'il b'mezid, he's part of him carbon. Valei dinu, why do we need a pasuk? We can learn it from a kal v'chomer. That mezid exempts from carbon. Uma shar mitzvahs. Since we find by other mitzvahs. First and eight, chelev dam. Shechiev ban karis, at Torah, was mechayev karis b'mezid. Paiter b'hanes ha-mezid. The Torah exempted it. A mezid. If a person ate chaylev and dam knowingly, he's pata from carbon. So, despite the fact that it's very stringent, that there's a curse involved, nevertheless, there's no chiv carbon by mezid. Certainly me'ila, shein ba curse, that doesn't even have curse. So that makes it more lenient. Ein adin shepata is a mezid, certainly. If he's a mezid, he's pata from carbon. So why can we use this kal v'chomer to teach us this halach? Why do we need a pasuk? That me'ila is pata from a carbon b'mezid. Says the Gemara, loy, im amres b'sham mitzvahs. Perhaps you can't use this kal v'chomer. Perhaps other mitzvahs, yeah, they're more lenient than me'ila. Why? Shekein loy chiv behen misa, because the Torah doesn't apply a misa b'yishamayim to other averis. It's only curses, there's no misa. Toyma b'me'ila shechay b'misa. As opposed to me'ila, where the Torah is mechayiv misa. So since shechiv b'misa, that's a stringency and a mila, an advantage that mila has over the other mitzvahs. And perhaps even by a mezid it would be carbon. Tamalei b'shkoga, prat l'mezid, the pasuk says, no, only a shogeg brings a carbon, not a mezid. Now we have a difficulty with this brisa, because initially we said, well, we can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Because other mitzvahs that have an advantage, they have karas. There's no carbon by mezid. Of course, mila doesn't even have karas. It's more lenient. It doesn't have karas. It's potter. It's certainly potter. And then we turn things around. We say, well, maybe other mitzvahs are more lenient because they don't have misa. But mila has misa, and it's an advantage. Perhaps it's more stringent. So initially, karas was carried more weight, and now misa carries more weight. Which one is it? V'amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the Rav Chiya bar Avin. Hi Tana, this Tana mikara initially alimalei karas. Karas carried more weight. And eventually, Misa carried more weight. Which one is more stringent? Is it Karas or is it Misa? V'amalei. Rav Chiya bar Avin responded, certainly, Karas is more stringent. The last part of the Braisa was not trying to tell you that Misa is more chamer. Hachikamer, simply, this is what the Braisa was saying. So you want to say, well, if other mitzvahs, despite the fact that they're more stringent, they have Karas, they're pata from carbon by mezid, certainly me'ila, which doesn't have karas, will be exempt. Well, not so fast. Loi, im amrits b'sham mitzvahs. Perhaps that applies to other mitzvahs. Shekein loi chiv ben misa v'pachas mekazayis. There isn't even a chiv of misa. Even misa there isn't. With less than a kazayis of chelav or dam. Right? He's pata from misa. Toima b'me'ila. Shechiv b'misa v'pachas mekazayis. As opposed to me'ila where the Torah was mechayiv misa, even with less than a kazayis. So perhaps me'ila has that added stringency. And perhaps you can't learn me'ila from other mitzvahs. And maybe by me'ila, due to this added stringency, that there's a chiv even less than a kazayis, perhaps there's a carbon, even by mezid. So that's the pshat in the braisa. Certainly a curse is mochamer. The braisa wasn't indicating otherwise. Merely, we bring a right from the fact that Mila has chiv even less than kazayis. That, perhaps, is an advantage, and perhaps negates the kavachim. V'amar lei, and Rav Bar Yitzchak responded to Rechiv Bar Abin, very nice. Tunuch datcha, your spirit should rest. Shinachtas datcha, you've rested my spirit, and you've allayed you've addressed my concerns with the brides, and now everything is fine. V'amar lei, and Rechiv Bar Abin responded, why are you getting so excited? My nechuso, why is the brides so good now? The Rabbi Rav Sheshes, both Rabbi and Rav Sheshes, shadu be'naga. They threw an axe at this pshat. They cut it, meaning they negated this pshat. That can't be the proper pshat in the brayse. Why? You can't say that the brayse is telling you that there's a chi of misa by me'ila with less than a kezayis. Why? Why doesn't it work? Man shamas le domar. Who is the shita who said, here's a me'ila by misa? If a person did me'ila by mezid, he gets misa. Who is this man domar? Rebbe. It's Rebbe. Tesanya. Here's a me'ila. If a person does Me'ilah b'mezid, what is the Einish? Rebbe Omer b'misa, he gets Misa b'dei Shemayim. V'chacham Omer b'azara, it's merely a lav. My time at the Rebbe, what is Rebbe's reason for Misa? Omer Rabbi Avo, Gomar chet chet mitruma, he uses Ezer Shava. It says chet over here, it says chet by truma. Ma truma b'misa, just as truma carries a Einish Misa b'dei Shemayim, af Me'ilah b'misa, likewise Me'ilah has Misa. Now, if we're connecting Me'ilah to truma, we have to go all the way. Umina. Let's derive further. Ma truma b'kezayis, just as the chiv misa by truma is on account of eating a kezayis, less than a kezayis, does not bring about misa, af mila b'kezayis. Likewise, the chiv misa by mila only involves a kezayis. So apparently, the chiv mila is not going to apply to less than a kezayis. It doesn't work otherwise. Meaning, if the braisa is indicating that there's a chiv misa, apparently we're following Rebbe. Has he no misa by mila? From truma. And truma only involves a kezayis, because it says, ki yoichal. And yoichal is a kezayis. So this pshat in the braisa won't work. You can't apply misa by mila with less than a kezayis. So that was Rabbi Rav Sheshes' negation of this pshat. Umaskal Rav Papa. And Papa responded and objected, no! It works. 1 second. Mimai the Rebbe Kirabana Svirle, true Rebbe who holds that Mi'ila has Misa, which is derived from Truma. But how do you know what is the shear by the Chiv of Truma? We know there's machlaikis between Rabbanan who say it's a Chiv by Kazayis, and Abashol who says you don't need a Kazayis, a Shavar Prut is sufficient. So perhaps Rebbe holds like Abashol, a Chiv of Truma applies to less than a Kazayis. How do we know that he was like the Rabbanan that a kezayis is a shir? Perhaps he was like a bashol. The Amar Yeshba b'shavar pruta. Once the truma has a shavar pruta, af agav the less for kezayis. Even if it doesn't have a kezayis, he's chay. So everything works. The brayse indicates that there's misa by meila with less than a kezayis because Rebbe, who holds misa by meila from truma, holds that the shir by truma is also less than a kezayis. Now. Didn't Rav Papa himself say, "Hu damar"? He himself said, "Da b'shol tarti boy." That according to b'shol, you need both conditions by truma, shavar pruta and a kezayis. And here he's saying otherwise. According to b'shol, all you need is a pruta. Elashma minahadibe. It's pretty clear that Rav Papa backed off from that, and he holds that according to b'shol, all you need is shavar pruta. You don't need a kezayis. So in conclusion, according to Tanakama, the chiyuv of truma is by a kezayis achila. Kohen Tabashol is just a repruta. It has to have something of value. You don't need a kezayis. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We learned if a person eats truma, if he eats b'mezid, he's just like a goslin, has to repay the value. But if it's b'shoigig, then he has to repay produce, he has to add a chaymish. It's a kapara, the coin can't be meichlet. And the question is he going to pay based on value or on volume? The Gemara concluded it's a machlokes tanai. And we concluded regarding the shear of achilas truma, which necessitates the tashlumen of the chomish, etc. Koin tanakama. It's achil based, which is a kezayis. Koin tabeshol, it's value based. It needs to be a shavar pruta.